Ezekiel chapter 13. The word of Yahweh came to me, saying this, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel, who prophesy, and say you to them who prophesy from out of their own hearts, You are to hear the word of Yahweh. Thus says Sovereign Yahweh, Woe to the foolish prophets who follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. O Israel, your prophets are like the foxes in the deserts. You've not gone up into the gaps, neither have you made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of Yahweh. They have seen vanity and lying divination, saying that Yahweh said, and Yahweh has not sent them. And they've made others to hope that they would confirm the word. Have you not seen a useless vision? And have you not spoken a lying divination? Whereas you say, Yahweh says it, although I have not spoken? For this reason, thus says Sovereign Yahweh, because you have spoken vanity and seen lies, for this, therefore, understand that I am against you, says Sovereign Yahweh. My hand will be upon the prophets who see vanity and that divine lies. They will not be in the assembly of my people, neither will they be written in the writing of the house of Israel, neither will they enter into the land of Israel, and you will know that I am Sovereign Yahweh. Because they have seduced my people, saying, Peace, and there was no peace. And one built up a wall, and look, others daubed it with untempered mortar. Say to those who daub it with untempered mortar that it will fall. There will be an overflowing shower, and you, O great hailstones, will fall, and a stormy wind will tear it. Look, when the wall is fallen, will it not be said to you, Where's the daubing with which you've daubed it? For this reason, thus says Sovereign Yahweh, I will tear it down with a stormy wind in my fury, and there will be an overflowing shower in my anger, and great hailstones in my fury to consume this wall. So will I break down the wall that you've daubed with untempered mortar, and bring it down to the ground, so that the foundation of it will be seen. And it will fall, and you will be consumed in the midst of it, and you will know that I am Yahweh. And in this manner will I accomplish my wrath upon the wall and upon those who've daubed this wall with untempered mortar. And I will say to you, the wall is no more, neither are they who daubed it. The prophets of Israel which prophesy concerning Jerusalem and who see visions of peace for her, and there is no peace, says Sovereign Yahweh. Likewise, you son of man, set your face against the daughters of your people, who prophesy from out of their own heart, and prophesy against them. And say, Thus says Sovereign Yahweh, Woe to the women who sew pillows to all armholes, and make kerchiefs upon the head of every stature to hunt souls. Will you hunt the souls of my people, and will you save the souls alive that come to you? Will you pollute me amongst my people for handfuls of barley and pieces of bread to kill the souls that should not die and save the souls alive that should not live by your lying to my people that hear your lies? Wherefore thus says Sovereign Yahweh, Look, I am against your pillows with which you hunt the souls to make them fly, and I will tear them from your arms, and I will let the souls go, even the souls that you hunt to make them fly. Your kerchiefs will I also tear, and deliver my people from out of your hand, and they will no longer be in your hand to be hunted, and you'll know that I am Yahweh. Because with lies you've made the heart of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad, and you've strengthened the hands of the wicked, so that he should not return from his wicked way by promising him life. For this reason, you will no longer see vanity, nor divine divinations, for I will deliver my people from out of your hand, and you will know that I am Yahweh. End of chapter.